Mr. Meyer, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And I suppose the first question I want to ask is what the role of these federal law enforcement officers are, and do local cities or states have to invite them, or can they just show up like they did in Portland?
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be on. The answer to that question varies somewhat from state to state as to whether federal law enforcement can just show up. In some states, they can't at all. In those states where it is permitted, generally the states have laws that say they have to request them. That is the case, for example, in Oregon, where we're seeing federal law enforcement officers on the ground in Portland.
So they were requested by the state of Oregon or by the city of Portland?
Well, the state and city claim they have not been requested. So that's one of the legal issues that has been raised here. The federal government seems to believe they have a right to be there. They're basing their being there on the fact that there are federal buildings that need to be protected. Much of the debate centers, at least legally, on whether that is really why they are there.
Well, that very famous video that we've all seen where a couple of camouflaged agents arrested people from the street and put them in an unmarked van, they were standing on the side of the street. It didn't look like a federal building that they were next to me.
Right, and that raises a lot of questions about what the U.S. government is doing there when they start to go far afield from those federal buildings that they claim to be protecting.
Well, let's localize this for a minute. There are reports that the troops are on their way to Chicago, that the president could make that announcement as early as today. They might be going to New York and Philadelphia. But what we're most interested in is the city of Oakland. Mayor Libby Schaaf says they're not welcome. Governor Newsom says they're not welcome, but they could be coming anyway. What legal power does the state or the city have to evict them, to expel them, to tell them to go back home? Can they do that?
Well, as a legal matter, to do that, they would probably have to go to court and challenge the federal government's actions. But they probably do have a pretty good legal argument to do that. The federal government will claim that they are protecting federal buildings or claim certain other federal law enforcement authorities that do exist, but that are meant to be used for certain purposes. The Department of Homeland Security was created to protect against terrorism and secure the country in the case of natural disasters and things like that. It was not created for the purpose of day-to-day law and order enforcement.
Well, so when you say federal buildings, are you referring to such as the federal building? The only federal building that I'm aware of in the city of Oakland would be the Dellums Federal Building on Clay Street, right behind City Hall. Would that be a federal property?
Yes, if it's that I believe is a U.S. courthouse, if I'm right, and that would be a federal property, and there are at all times federal officers stationed there to protect it as part of the security you see in any courthouse.
One of whom was murdered back in May.
So you have people there, but then the question becomes, as you said, when they start leaving the courthouse and just trying to bring order to a city that they believe is in disorder, is that protecting a federal building?
Well, I never asked you this, and I think we should close with this. As a former member of the Department of Homeland Security, a deputy general counsel, how does this feel to you, this whole notion of federal law enforcement troops going into cities?
This feels very different than the Department of Homeland Security that I am used to. When we were there, we had lots of issues to work through with states and localities, and we would try to work with them and reach agreement, for example, on immigration issues. We did not impose ourselves on them. We worked with them when there was some form of shared jurisdiction or it was their jurisdiction. And certainly if a state or locality didn't want us there, we would think twice, three times, four times, five times before even considering going there.